Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Aime, Arba Asri Sudus, Chayav Adam Lechol, Besukkah, Achas Bim, Achas Balayla. Rabbi Lezer says that a person must eat 14 meals in the Sukkah during Sukkos, one in the daytime and one at night, for every day of the 7 days. Rechachamim Aimim, Ein Adal HaKitzva, Chutz Milele Yom Tov HaRishon Bolvad. Rechachamim say there's no specific requirement, except for the first night of Yom Tov, when one must eat a meal in the Sukkah. Rabbi Lezer's second law is that one who did not eat a meal on the first night of Yom Tov can compensate on the last night of Yom Tov. The Chachamim say there's no way to compensate, as the Pasuk says in Kehelis Perk Aleph Pasuk Tes Vav, something crooked cannot be fixed and something lacking cannot be counted. The Gemara says, "Ma taima de blezer ne'ma kan teishu v'ne'ma la'alon v'pesach oyel moyed teishu yomim v'layla. Ma yeshiva she'ne'ma la'alon ase ba esalelo iske yomim. Af yeshiva she'ne'ma kan na'ase ba esalelo iske yomim." The Blezer's source is the pasuk here that says you shall dwell, and the pasuk elsewhere says in Vayikra Perek Ches pasuk lamed hey, and you shall dwell at the entrance of the oyel moyed day and night. Just as the dwelling there was done in the night time like the daytime, so the dwelling here in Sukkot must be done in the night time like the daytime. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rishmol says that the Pasuk mentions the 15th in reference to Pesach in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Vav, and it mentions the 15th in reference to Sukkot in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Just as on the 15th of Nisan, on Pesach, one must eat on the first night, but after that is optional, so too on the 15th of Tishrei, on Sukkot, one must eat on the first night, but after that is optional. Hevaya bai imrehem malalon achikansu le mitzvah betava, racha achikansu le sukkah betava. Hevaya asked, if so, just as one may not eat a meal in the late afternoon of Erev Pesach in order to eat the matzah with an appetite, so one should not be able to eat in the late afternoon of Erev Sukkot in order to eat the bread with an appetite. Rav Zera asked, if so, just as one must eat a kazayis, which is an olive amount of matzah, so on sukkahs one must eat a kazayis of grain in the sukkah. Rav Hosha said, on each of the 7 days one is obligated to eat a kazayis of grain. Rav Brachia Amar Pligin. Rav Brachia says, Rav Yochanan and Rav Hosha disagree about the obligation to eat after the first day. Rav Avuna Amar Leipligin, Mandam of Yochanan Veshenosan Daitoi, Mandam of Hoshia Veshenosan Daitoi. Rav Avuna said, they don't disagree. Rav Yochanan is discussing when he intended to fulfill his obligation on the first night of Sukkot. If he did anything after that is optional. Rav Hoshia is discussing when he did not intend to fulfill his obligation on the first night, he can compensate at any time during the festival. Tani B'Shem Rav Lezer, Mishloi Asa Sukkosei Be'er Aregel Al Yaseh Aregel. In the Brisa, Blezer says, if a person did not build a sukkah before the festival, he may not build it on the festival. And we ask from a Brisa from Bakapara, if his sukkah fell down during the festival, he may rebuild it on the festival. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Chinna, answers that Rav Lezer penalized him when he did not build a sukkah before the festival. Rav should say to Rav Lezer, the opinion of Rav Lezer seems to have switched. Taman hu amar yuddal sudo is chayav adam lechol besukkah, b'kai amar chen. He first said a person must have 40 meals in a sukkah, but at the end of the Mishnah, he said that one can compensate on the last day of the festival for missing his first meal. Why is he not required to make up any missing meal from one of the other days of the festival? Amar v'acha l'mitzah hushvar. Rav Acha answered that one only eating on the first night is crucial and needs compensation, but Rav Lezer's ruling that he learned from the miluim that we said earlier that one must eat 40 meals is the ideal way of performing the mitzah, but is not crucial.